Obedience doesn't come easy to any of us, especially when we're young men. Part of our sinfulness is our desire for autonomy. Autonomy means self-law. We want to be a law to ourselves. We don't want to have anyone else being a law in our lives. But the Bible makes crystal clear that obedience to lawful authority is a basic of the Christian life. So I want to ask, who are lawful authorities and what are the limits of lawful authority? Well, the first lawful authority obviously is God himself. He's the supreme lawgiver. He is the supreme authority in our lives. He issues commands and expects obedience. He doesn't negotiate. He doesn't consult. He doesn't say, can we come to some agreement? He issues us imperatives with divine authority and says, obey. He expects that from us. Now, God has, thankfully, summarized his law, his moral law for us in the Ten Commandments. And these 10 summaries of his moral law are further expounded in the book of Proverbs and also by Jesus in the Gospels and by the apostles in the epistles. And what these all make clear, these expositions and applications of God's law, is this, that within the context of a saving relationship to God, obedience brings blessing and disobedience brings chastisement. So, first lawful authority is God. Second lawful authority is our parents. We are to honor our parents. We are to obey our parents. Now, three things about this. First of all, that obedience is to be in the Lord, meaning that we are to obey their commands insofar as they align with God's commands. Secondly, God has attached a special blessing, a special promise to obedience to this law. He said that if we obey this law in honoring our parents, that our days will be long in the land, meaning we will have a greater quantity of life and a greater quality of life. Now, there are exceptions to that, of course, but that is generally true. And thirdly, our obedience to our parents lasts until we are married. And then we leave our parental authority. Now, we're still to respect and honor our parents, and we're certainly still to love and care for them, especially as they get older. So, God, parents, and then I'm going to group together three other authorities. The church, the state, and our employers. Ecclesiastical authority in the church, civil authority in the state, vocational authority in our jobs, our employer, unless, of course, we're self-employed. Now, God makes clear in the Bible again that these are all lawful authorities and may exercise lawful authority over us. Therefore, we're to respect them and honor them. But what happens if these human authorities exceed lawful authority? In other words, they command us to do something that God forbids or forbid us to do something God commands. What do we do? Well, the first thing we try and do is try and change their minds. Respectfully, carefully, wisely, we talk, we write, maybe to our politicians, we try and present our arguments and try and persuade them that God's law is better than their law. Now, that may succeed, if so, wonderful. It may not succeed. What do we do then? Well, in certain circumstances, we have to disobey them in order to obey God. As the apostle said, we must obey God rather than men. Now, that will be rare. Most of the times when we want to disobey lawful human authority, it's because it crosses our will, not because it crosses God's will. But when it does cross God's will, then we must obey God rather than men. So obedience is a core element, foundational brick in the Christian life. And as the apostle said in 1 Peter 2:17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Real men obey lawful authority.